This case raises the question about should she have received preoperative carboplatin along with her paclitaxel and along with the AC. We really don't have the full level one evidence on that, Neil. The randomized phase 3 trial by the NRG is ongoing, you know, in the adjuvant setting, adding carboplatin to AC followed by weekly paclitaxel with or without carboplatin. So we simply don't have the level one evidence. The addition of carboplatin preoperatively does improve and increase the pathologic complete response rate, which we think should improve the outcome of those patients who get a pathologic complete response. The Gepard-Sixto trial has updated their 5-year disease-free survival rates and overall survival rates at ESMO 2017, and there is a disease-free and distant disease-free survival improvement adding carboplatin to a non-standard regimen of a liposomal doxorubicin and paclitaxel-based therapy. So there's some suggestions, but generally speaking, I do add carboplatin up front to a high-risk, node-positive patient, just basically on the basis of the higher pathologic complete response rate. But if she's a pathologic complete response here at surgery, I would definitely not give her any additional therapy, because one thing we're learning is that no matter how you get to a PAF-CR, a PAF-CR has the same excellent implications for doing very well, whether you got a PAF-CR with 2 drugs versus 3 drugs versus 4 drugs. It makes no difference. As long as you get a PAF-CR, your outcome is excellent.
So I'm going to add in my little sub-question here, since you brought up that issue of carboplatin neoadjuvantly. So you have a patient with triple-negative disease. He gets AC and carboplatinum and a taxane neoadjuvantly. She has significant residual disease at surgery, and somehow somebody gets a next-gen sequencing, and she has a BRCA somatic mutation. Would you add, or would you attempt to use a PARP inhibitor outside a trial setting?
So with regard to residual disease in breast or lymph node with triple-negative breast cancer following preoperative therapy, the first thing I would do, Neil, would be to recommend 6 months of capecitabine to her based on the CREATE-X data. And even the OLYMPIA trial, which is the global randomized trial in the adjuvant setting of olaparib versus placebo in germline BRCA 1 or 2 individuals, regardless of ER status, ER negative or ER positive, even that trial allows for the 6 months of the adjuvant capecitabine in those who had residual disease prior to randomization to the year of olaparib versus not. Neil, outside of a clinical trial setting, I would not utilize adjuvant olaparib. I would certainly recommend the patient participate in the OLYMPIA trial, but outside of a clinical trial setting, I would not utilize the olaparib, but certainly would recommend 6 months of capecitabine.